Attention, please.
And now, it's Cutter's Rockcast.
Let me first set this up like this. 2019, my band, my then band, Hot Carl, was opening a show with Fozzy, New Year's Day, and Crowbot on it. What an incredible day. It was so cool, that moment. Everybody was riding high. Tours were ruling and selling out everywhere. Music was kicking ass. Little did we know we were only a few short months away from the entire world shutting down. But here we are, 3 years later, and now real life rears its ugly head as this conversation begins with Ash Costello from New Year's Day. The high school called me. Now, the high school where I am is also home of the middle school and the intermediate school, and my son ended up in the nurse's office because he hurt his shoulder in gym class. That's how this conversation begins. It's Rockcast episode 293 with Ash Costello of New Year's Day.
Hey.
You got me?
Yeah, hi.
Excellent. Sorry, as I was waiting for you to connect, the school just called and my son hurt himself.
Oh my God.
So we're going to do this talk and then I'm going to run out.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we'll keep it. Do you need to reschedule?
This is life. This is life as a parent and as trying to do music business stuff. 10.
How 10? You know, I got to say, whenever I'd hurt myself at school, which was often because I was clumsy, I was always stoked. That meant I got to go home. So is he like, did they say he's stoked at least?
Yeah, I don't know. They just said he hurt his shoulder. That's the best I can get. So, and he's in karate hardcore right now too. So I don't know. I just hope it's not bad.
Okay.
I told him a half hour. He can wait. What are they gonna do? You remember waiting in the nurse's office, right? What are you gonna do? Yeah. They're gonna give you some ice and sit there.
Smell the smell of the like. It smelled very like, you know, like the plastic bed they lay you on that was hard as a rock.
Oh yeah.
You know, I can still smell that bed. Totally.
It's ingrained in our heads forever.
I was the kid that was always like any reason to be in the nurse's office and get out of school.
Yeah, and my daughter both. In fact, when they called, I thought it was going to be from her.
Does she call a lot?
I have a headache. I'm tired.
Sounds like me.
I'm like, sorry, sweets. I know what you're going to do. You're going to come home and you're going to listen to music and sing really loud. That's not going to...
How cute.
It's cool, but...
Did I just meet my twin? That sounds exactly like me in school.
She's awesome. She's awesome. She's third. She's in eighth grade, and she's, you know, in the rock school and does all the drama stuff. And
yeah, wait, did you say rock school?
Yeah. So here's the thing we didn't have when we were kids, Ash.
Yeah, I'm just about to say.
The local rock school, which teaches kids how to play instruments and sing, and they do literal rock bands performances. In fact, we always have them open up the radio station stuff, like when we do like the downtown music festivals and things like that.
Yeah, of course.
So it's pretty cool. I wish that existed when we were kids, right? I had to skip school for that.
They didn't have anything like that when we were kids. Even like trying to find a singing coach that understood rock music was... I never found a singing coach I liked because they'd
impossible.
Always try to make it sound like, I don't know, like opera singer or something. You know, they try and teach you totally different. Like, no, I want to sound like screechy. And they're like, no, you never want to sound screechy. And I was like, I assure you, I want to sound like gravel. And they're like, no, that's bad. I could never find a cool rock coach when I was younger.
Well, yeah, now they exist. Well, you know, we all got older and had kids. Yeah. I think that's what it was. You know, because like I remember when my first guitar teacher was, you know, the quintessential 80s long hair, you know, ripped up jean jacket, probably smoked all the weed. You know, and my Catholic parents are dropping me off at the music store for the 30-minute lesson, you know, with this guy. And they're probably like, we have a friend who plays. You want to get learned?
They're like, his upside-down cross on his shirt is like, that's Black Sabbath. It's
yeah.
not anything. God. It's not They're, God. You guys aren't
Ozzy,
cool.
Ozzy went to church. Oh. Anyway, Ash Costello, it's good to see you. Thank you for doing this and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Are you kidding? I'm so excited to see your face. I'm just really excited
it's been so
that
long.
We're back mm-hmm. and New Year's Day is making music and we're talking to all of you again. And I just like, it's very pinch me.
You know, it's funny. I was looking for a picture to use for the cover of the podcast feed. Mm. And I came across a picture you and I had together from when my old band opened for you guys in Madison, Wisconsin. 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago. It's exactly 3 years ago, actually, because it was September.
2019.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, it brought back all the memories of everything from the before time.
I call it the before times too. That's exactly what I call it. You gotta send me that picture so I can post it.
I will. I actually put it on Twitter and tagged you so you can.
Oh, I don't have a Twitter.
Oh, that's not you?
No. So it got hacked and we've been trying to get me back into it. I don't know how someone broke into it, but they hacked it and changed all the information and like the recovery email. So I cannot get into it again. So it's
I'll send it to you. Yeah.
Thank you. We've been trying so hard to get me back into it.
That's annoying. New Year's Day is always, you guys have always done a great job of your social media too. So that's really annoying.
It is. And I'm telling you, man, it happens all the time. And I always get notifications about my Instagram. There's always someone trying to break into it.
That's the worst lately. There's been a lot of those. A lot of those. At least I haven't gotten an Ash Costello needs $250 to promote a new record or something, you know?
Not yet, because I get those messages all the time. I got a message recently that there was one. If you go on Instagram, type in Ash Costello, it's like, it's just hundreds. And there was one going around telling people that I was not really married to my husband and I was secretly single. And I'm like, oh, all it takes is for one person to not get that that's not me. And that's how the rumors start.
Click on this OnlyFans link.
Never click a link. If you're out there.
No, ever. Never, ever.
Never click it.
Never. Well, all the hacking aside, New Year's Day does have new music. You said it before. Hurts Like Hell is the new single. So let's start there because new Year's Day music. And I know that's got to feel good. And I know it was a few years. And how long has this song been sitting in the bag or is it brand new?
Gosh, it's been sitting for about 6 months.
Well, it's not longer. Bad.
No, not bad at all. We've been making music on and off throughout the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, like every band was saying, we spent our downtime making our masterpiece, or we put all this time in. Like, I did not do that. I took a much needed kind of pause. And because I had been touring with New Year's Day straight for probably 6-ish years before the pandemic happened. We're talking 8 months a year, never home for my birthday, never saw my mom, right. And never really had the time to devote to relationships or anything like that. So I hit pause and I lived well, as much life as we could, you know, with everything shut down, but it felt good. And I had to come to terms with being okay with finding the positive in such a negative situation and feeling okay with that. Cause it was a hard pandemic for everyone. You know, I lost so many friends. I lost a parent. I, you know, lost my career for 3 years. And so it didn't come with its hardships, but the positive side was I got to recharge and rest and get married and spend time with my mom and kind of live a much needed life in order to be able to write music again.
Congratulations on the marriage, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I was a late bloomer.
That's okay.
You know, I was always married to music. I really was. I mean, nothing yet was ever even came close to being as important to me as that.
But you're an artist. I mean, that's what that's your focus, right? I mean, you're so ingrained in that. And then, boom, love hits you on the side of the face.
You never see it coming. I didn't see it coming. In fact, I remember that day I was having margarita. We were on tour.
Yeah.
And I was playing Colorado Springs at the Black Sheep. And that day.
Oh, what a great venue.
It's one of my favorite. I say it's some sort of vortex. Something monumental always happens to me when I'm at that venue.
Interesting.
It's crazy. There's some sort of energy field there or something. So I was having margaritas at this place called Don Quixote's down the street. Best margarita in the country.
I mean, it's called Don Quixote's. You would think with a name like that, they're going to have a solid margarita.
Best spicy mango margarita ever. I don't know why I'm telling you this story. You didn't even ask, but here we are.
Yeah, tell all the stories. It's all good.
And I told my tour manager that day, I was like, I'm so excited being single. Like, I love it. I love being single. I'm not answering to anybody. It's so great. And then I met my husband that night. And that's just how it happened.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Go figure. Well, congratulations on finding it. That's awesome. Obviously supportive of what you do, which I can't imagine as easy as a female in this business, doing what you do with that voice and having the legions of fans and all of that stuff. You know, us guys are, we're fragile when it comes to the egos.
You're so adorable. Yes, that has been an issue in the past, and it's not lost on me. I know it must be very hard for guys too. Anyone in a band, anyone that does anything that requires a lot of attention on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's got to be a very special kind of person to be able to have. You need to have very thick skin.
100%. Okay, so Hurts Like Hell, 6 months old. But give me the basis of the song. Like, what's it about? What are we feeling while we're listening to this?
Okay, so we were just writing music casually.
Okay.
Through the pandemic, and it because of that, it became very authentic. I would go into the studio with no pressure whatsoever, like just nothing. And the incredible producer is named Scott Stevens, who has so many songs on the charts right now. He's got Dorothy, he's got mm-hmm. Lil Azar, he's got Shinedown, Aaron Jones. I mean, he's an incredible producer because he connects with artists. He'll just look at you and say, how do you feel today? And I'll say, I'm feeling fearless. I feel fearless. And he'll take that and help me figure out what that means to me. And then boom, the song is there. It's the most cathartic, incredible songwriting experience. I feel very blessed. And so on this particular day, he goes, how you feeling? And I said, I don't know. I feel like everything is messed up. The world feels chaotic. It feels out of control. I feel like I'm being challenged. Like life is challenging me. Mm-hmm. And I said, but I like it. I like it. Like, I feel like I'm rising above it. Like I felt like I was growing and becoming stronger. And, turns out I like it when it hurts like hell. That was the fun and playful way to say that. And I decided very early on with the new New Year's Day, after the very hard couple of years I had, that I just didn't want to be serious anymore. I'm happily married. So I didn't feel upset at love or relationships anymore. And I just wanted to write music that was fun for me to sing. And Hurts Like Hell is that. It's high energy from start to finish. And I have fun singing it. It's upbeat. I smile every time we play that song. We've been rehearsing a ton because we're leaving for tour in a week. And it's my favorite part of the day is playing that song. It's just a good rock song. And so, I love the message.
Oh, that's fantastic. I like it when it hurts like hell. I mean, that's great. And it's amazing what one line, one little couple of words can do to just spawn an entire message, an entire story or song or whatever. It's great.
I know everyone would tell me I was crazy. They're like, I've been called crazy. I've been called psychotic, but all in good ways. And I'm like, why do you like it when things hit the fan? I'm like, cause I like to rise to the occasion and just
thrive
like
in the chaos.
Yeah. Just like the song, the music video was no easy feat. It was very difficult. We were like putting out fires left and right. Everything was going wrong, but I was like, bring it on. I live for this. Like, I love it. And they all thought I was nuts.
Well, there's when things are too easy, there's a little bit of rest on your, rest on the ideas and not necessarily put in the 120% effort it takes to do what you do. What is the rest of the record? I mean, obviously you're talking about positivity and not so much the seriousness, the serious tone that has been a lot of New Year's Day records.
Yeah. We're only about halfway through the record right now. Okay. I would say I would be in the studio right now, but we're getting ready to leave on tour with Hailstorm in a week. So we're focused on that. But so far the songs are very uplifting, empowering, and positive.
Awesome.
All positive messages. I look back on some of the other records and I was like, damn, I was pissed. And I was in a dark, not happy, very angry place. And this couldn't be the opposite. With that being said, it's not going to lose any of its heaviness. It's just going to be a more fun version of that.
So this is what I tweeted, and I'll delete it because I tagged somebody that's not you.
Oh, see, there's so many.
I've been going through the New York. It's that NY, man. I've been going through the New Year's Day discography, and I'm convinced they've been a bit ahead of their time. Now, The reason I said that is because understanding the time frame of when certain songs came out and certain guests even on some of those records, like my good friend Chris Motionless, there was stuff on some of those albums that you hear every day now in modern rock that didn't necessarily exist. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a radio DJ, right? So I hear that all the time. Yeah. And that sort of music just didn't exist in a mainstream world like it does now. So that's why I say it sounds like some of that music was ahead of your time.
Thank you for saying that. I look back and I do feel like that. I feel like we missed our time so much. I feel like we did stuff maybe before anybody was. I've definitely had that thought. Mm-hmm. Like we did things before anyone was really ready for it, and now it's totally acceptable. And it feels.
Hey, somebody's got to break down the door.
It feels encouraging to me. It feels like I look back and I go, okay, I did have it right. Yeah. I did have it right. And then I tell myself, keep going. You know, it'll line up eventually.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, New Year's Day has been a band for what, a decade?
Longer. I started.
Or at least
as far as professionally, I'd say a solid near decade.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I figured. So yeah, again, sometimes it takes that long. It was 2019, right? When Unbreakable came out and you guys did hit the Main Street chart with that record with a couple of songs, you know? Yeah. So it definitely comes. I imagine that had to feel pretty cool.
It did. I never in my wildest dreams never imagined New Year's Day being a band that could be played on the radio. I don't know why I felt that way. I just felt like maybe we were too different or too weird or too in our own lane. And it so happened that everything lined up and one of the most unlikely songs charted top 13. Mm-hmm. I think got the highest I got was 13.
That sounds right.
Yeah, because it was not very guitar riffy and it was more, it almost had pop and R&B elements to it.
It did have pop and R&B balance. It almost did. It did.
I know. And I just would have never guessed. I remember the day before it came out, I text messaged our head of A&R and I was like, are you sure? Like, I don't get it. I just don't think it doesn't sound like anything that's on the radio at all. And they really believed in it. And they were the ones that pushed me to believe in it. And then I was so wrong. And now I never say anything. Now, like, whatever you guys know, I don't. I'm going to do my thing. And then you guys handle that part. And because I was so heavily influenced by Kehlani and her Harley Quinn songs. She's very, she did the Harley Quinn theme song for Suicide Squad.
Okay.
And New Year's Day ended up covering that song as well. And that's kind of what opened the door for me is mixing R&B elements into rock because we did that cover song. And we covered a song called Gangsta.
And Punk Goes Pop?
Yeah, yeah. That was a Kehlani song. That was the Harley Quinn theme song. And I just fell in love. And I was like, how do we make this New Year's Day? Because I fell in love.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. When I saw that had come out years ago, I saw the title, and this is how old I am, and thought, New Year's Day is covering Coolio, huh?
Oh, no. Which would also be cool, though.
Well, good. There you go. Challenge. I say Fantastic really cool. Voyage, just for the record. That's the one.
Oh, my gosh. You know what song I've always wanted to cover? It's not a Coolio song, but I'm still... Two songs. I'm still trying to cover Seal, Kissed by a Rose. Someday it'll happen.
Dude, I know I'm a metal guy. I get it. But, like, I love that song so much.
Why do we all love it so much?
I don't know. It's on my – I remember once being at a party. I'm going to tell this story, and then we'll move on. But I remember once being at a party, and we were just, like, up late. It was during the pandemic. You know, we were just hanging out at friend's basement bar. You know what I mean? A couple people. We all stuck together during that time. And I remember plugging my phone in and having my favorites playlist running. And I'm a music guy. There's like 1,300 songs on that list, and it gets added to all the time. So, but it's everything from, you know, Whitechapel to Hank Williams I, you know, and nice. Old jazz and everything in between. Yeah. And I think it had gone from Seal, or it went from, I don't remember. It was a real heavy, like Sepultura or something. Into Seal, and I was like, I'm loving, you know, I don't know how many Tito vodka drinks I was in at that point. But like, oh, this is great. A kiss, but you know, just stupid. But it is. No one is a great song.
No one knows the words for that song, though. No one knows the words.
No.
We all know it's baby. It's a kiss forever. That's what we all do. No one ever knows that part. I've read the lyrics a million times. I still don't know it. It doesn't matter.
You don't need to. You don't need to, because that's the song. It comes on and you just start singing along. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
you mentioned Hailstorm. You guys are starting this tour with Hailstorm, of course, in a week. Yeah.
Your first tour back.
Which is amazing. And Hailstorm has been doing these tours with other female-fronted bands. I've talked to Lizzie about it. I know she's all about it. For you, again, you know, female-fronted band and a heavier scene, to have that many artists available, and Lilith's amazing. I love her. To have that many quality artists, you can do that. You can do that, and you can go and you can sell tickets, and people are going to show up, and they're going to rock their ever loving minds off. What does this tour mean to you? I mean, to be able to do this.
I'm getting like flash. Okay, so right before the pandemic, we were privileged to be on the Daughters of Darkness tour, which was Hailstorm in This Moment and New Year's Day.
Yep.
And I was so in go mode. I look back and I know I took the time to sit in it and think, holy cow, there's three women selling out arenas.
Yeah.
If I think about it and I get emotional because I always wanted to be the singer of a rock band. Literally, as early as I can remember, my dad listened to rock music and I idolized Alice Cooper and Ozzy Osbourne. And I always wanted to be them. And I still cannot believe to this day that we were doing that. And I'm just so honored to do it, to be able to have made it through the hardest 2 years of my life and get right back on that stage with those women. I'm very excited to meet The Warning. I've never met them. They kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lilith, I've known for 10 years. We started together on the Kevin Says stage in 2010. You know, both
on Warped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in another band then, but I just fell in love with her immediately. And thank God there's photo evidence of those encounters, even though we both agree both of our haircuts were just, who knows what was going through our minds then. But I'm so honored to share the stage on this tour. I get to share with Lilith. I get to share with Dorothy. Yeah. Dorothy is also a very, very good friend of mine.
She's incredible.
I love her. Look at what's happening. But in my opinion, there's still not enough women. There just isn't that many. There really isn't.
No.
Because we've been trying to, I want to put together an all-female fronted tour for next year on a smaller scale.
Okay.
With some up and coming bands that I really believe in that have female fronted, that are female fronted. And we're looking and I was like, man, I thought there was way more female fronted bands than there are. And it dawned on me, I was like, man, we still have a big gap for sure.
Yeah. But it's come a long way. Anything should be taken away from that because it has come a long way. You know, long since past are the days as a radio programmer going, okay, you can only have two female art, which I never believed in, but a lot of people did. You know, you can't have two female artists on the air back to back or, you know, whatever. Those days are gone.
I know. I feel that.
And that's incredible. And the fact that you can do this, you know, Evanescence went out with Hailstorm. That was incredible. Obviously, Lilith and The Warning opened up some of those shows as well.
Yeah.
So you've got that. You've got you guys. You've got In This Moment. And they are still absolutely incredible and putting on one of the best shows you could possibly see.
Dude, that show they just played at the Red Rocks?
Oh, that looked amazing.
An ocean of people.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. It's come a long way and it should be celebrated. But you're right. There are plenty out there that are still absolutely incredible.
Yeah. I'm excited to explore the options of bringing some more under the radar female fronted bands on tour next year. I just want to plug one. One of my really good girlfriends, her name is Kaylee, is in a band called Rivals and they're just knock your socks off. Like
I've seen that name pop up. Where did I see that? Louder Than Life. Are they playing Louder Than Life?
They are.
Okay. I was going through the, because I'm going to be at Louder Than Life. So see you there. Wow. I was going through the list and I saw the name. That's why that sounded familiar.
You got to check them out. Phenomenal.
I will.
Absolutely phenomenal. We toured with them. It was our last US tour right before COVID. And it was so much fun. God, I just love it. I just love the energy. I know. I feel like we put out our record right before COVID and we did our first like major headlining tour right before COVID. We were on this momentum. We were selling out shows and the song was on the radio. And then our whole album cycle got just like chopped short. They, you know, no more promo because no one was in their cars.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone stopped. They're like, radio's done. Shows are done.
We were not done for the record.
They were like, no one's in their cars to listen to the radio. So why put another song on the radio? I was like, because I want to. Can we still?
It was slim pickings there for a little bit, but. Yeah. But we are all back and the tour kicks off soon. And again, I will see you at Louder Than Life. I can't wait for that. That's going to be, I've never been to that festival. That's the one that I have not been to.
Really?
So I'm finally fixing that problem and going. And again, Hurts Like Hell is the new song, which is available everywhere and kicks ass. So make sure you're listening to it as much as possible. Obviously we'll play it this week and all as well. Ash, it is so good to see you. I'm going to go pick up my son now.
Yeah. And send me that picture of me and you from the before times.
I will. I absolutely will. All right. Take care. Good to see you. Say hi to everybody for me.
So good to see you. Thank you so much for playing the song.
Of course.
I appreciate it a lot.
Good songs are easy to play.
You're sweet.
Cutter's Rockcast.
Don't forget to tune in.
Exactly.